Before I turn this over to our guest speaker, there's something I want to go over with you. Look in Galatians chapter 2. There's just I wanted to do about 3 minutes here or four of sort of like a capstone to what I did in the first hour. And I want you to read this with me, and then I want to say a few words about it. Now, believe me, the Lord does indeed lay things on our hearts for a reason, and we stand up and talk about it, and we go over Scripture, and I never have felt like I was done. I've said that term a lot of times, but I never really felt like I was done. I don't believe I'm done now, and when I get done with these 3 or 4 minutes, I'm not done. But I want you to read something with me, Galatians 2. And we'll start reading in an odd place, sort of. We're going to start reading in verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Now, folks, earlier I talked about Israel's first promise and second promise. I talked about the first covenant, the second covenant. I talked about going from the first to the second. Israel knew that they were justified by the faith of Christ, but they also knew that they had no reason to do what Paul did. Paul said, if I build again the things which I destroyed, that is to bring the law back into it, I make myself a transgressor. You see, the Lord gave us no way to quit being a transgressor. No way. He gave to Israel a way to quit being a transgressor. And if they were transgressors, he gave them a way to get forgiveness. And he also told them there were some sins that could not be forgiven, and he delineated between them. But you've got scripture that says he has forgiven you all trespasses in Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Therefore, you have no reason whatsoever to deny this passage here in your heart and mind. You can say, well, I think there's more to it. You can say, well, I wish it was clearer. Let me tell you how clear it is. That Christ died for our sins, was buried, and was raised for our justification can only be concluded by one other statement. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now here's the thing, folks. If you'll take verse 20, put it into your heart and mind. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. You see, folks, when we trust Christ as our Savior, we do indeed pass from life unto death, but we pass from death unto life as well. The life we now live in the flesh cannot be snuffed out. Say, well, what if we stop breathing? That won't change our life. It just changes the flesh. The life we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God, whom God raised from the dead. And we have that great and precious promise, and it belongs to us.